Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, a cool Wednesday across the area today. Pretty breezy, and in that brisk wind, it will feel really quite cool today compared to average, which is in the low to mid 70s. And you can protect yourself from that wind and sit in the sun. It's really a nice day. But out in that breeze, it will feel cool today. So sweaters and jackets, but a sunny Wednesday and really pretty nice overall. You'll start to see a few clouds approaching the coast as we go through the day. And that's because the winds are going to be veering around to out of the east and northeast. We've been talking about this all week long. And that brings our next warming trend. So the chill, admittedly, hasn't been all that bad, has it? Will not be lasting particularly long, but we're also not headed for the kind of heat and humidity that we've had much of the last couple of weeks. So it'll be warmer, but it's not going to get out of hand. Temperatures tonight, a huge range from 40s inland west of Interstate 95 to the 60s at the beaches. Again, thanks to that wind off the Atlantic. Remember, water temperatures are still in the low to mid 70s. And then just enough humidity with that wind tomorrow and Friday to trigger a couple of showers every once in a while coming in off the Atlantic. We're not looking at significant rain or long lasting, so if you have outdoor plans and activities, you should be able to carry on without much of a problem. Perhaps a brief interruption, let it move on by those showers, and then you can head back outside. Temperatures slowly warm with this kind of wind in the upper 60s to around 70 tomorrow, low to mid 70s on Friday. And then the weekend, temperatures will be well into the 70s. We'll look at a partly cloudy sky, a little bit breezy at times. It's still a wind off the Atlantic, so we'll still have a few isolated to perhaps widely scattered showers. But again, a lot of dry hours over the weekend. And most spots, this rain won't be enough to be at all what we'd call a soaker. Generally, amounts are going to be less than a quarter of an inch. An isolated spot or two at the beaches could end up with a little bit more. The better rain chances will generally be from I-95 to the beaches in this kind of weather pattern. So for the Jags on Sunday, partly cloudy skies, a brief shower or two, temperatures well into the 70s. There will be a crosswind out of the east and southeast, about 10 to 15 miles per hour, but not too bad an afternoon for football for those fans that are going to be allowed in. And in the tropics, while Iota again coming ashore Monday night, now weakening over Central America, soon to dissipate. Doesn't look like it'll be able to make it across to the East Pacific as the same entity. So, and the conditions are not particularly favorable for redevelopment there. There's also still an eye on the Southwest Caribbean for possible gradual development, but it would stay there. And then an area near and east of the Bahamas, we could see low pressure developing next week, and that might be a spot where the low pressure tries to go tropical. But indications are it would be pushed out to the east and northeast and away from the U.S. So still some areas to watch, but nothing certainly that would be threatening the U.S. or Jacksonville, Northeast Florida anytime soon at all as the countdown continues now at 12 days left in the 2020 record-breaking hurricane season. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.